What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, comedian and now author Joe Coy. Welcome back, brother. How you been?
I'm good.
Hey, there's the Funko doll. Nice, man. Now you know you made it. Now you know you officially hit the big time. That's what's up right there.
When you can tap into the kids and let the kids know that you have a Funko doll, are you kidding me?
Right? There you go. I like it. It's got the little goatee. I like it right there. Congrats on the book, bro. Mixed Plate Chronicles of an All-American Combo. Fun title. What made you want to write a book at this point?
This was the time, man. Like, I always wanted a book. You know, when you travel every week and you're in an airport every week and I just walk past those bookstores, I'm like, man, I got a story. I want to be on that book. I want to be on that shelf. But after the Netflix special dropped and, you know, things started taking off in my career and, you know, I really wanted people to know just how hard it was for me to get that special and just how hard it was, my journey and how long it took me to get there.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't know that took me 25 years to get that special. And like I told you last time, you know, I paid for that special. So, you know, a lot of people don't know that as well. So I wanted everyone to hear my story and how hard it was.
Good for you. Yeah, there's no such thing as an overnight success. Years and years of hard work put into it. How does writing a memoir compare with writing a stand-up act?
Oh, it's a lot more. You know, one thing I love about what I do on stage is I was never afraid to tell like a real story, you know, just make it funny. But like, you know, when you hear some of those stories, it comes from a lot of pain as well. So this book was just more of those kind of stories.
Yeah.
And it got emotional at times, Mario. I'm not going to lie, man. I did the audio version and you have a book, right, Mario?
Yeah. It gets a little therapeutic, right? When you kind of take
it. It's very therapeutic, bro. And I wish you would have spoke to me before and told me how hard it is to sit in that audio, you know, into that little studio and tell your story, read the book and become emotional and vulnerable. And open up the way I did, man. Cause I'm telling you, it took me about 2 weeks to finally get through that audio version. And I remember telling my sister when I was done, I was like, I can't function for like 3 days. I need to get my brain back.
Yeah.
It was just such an emotional roller coaster.
I know exactly what you mean, man. Hey, is this true that when you were starting off, Tiffany Haddish would watch your kid while you performed?
Yeah. Well, me and Tiffany go way back, man. You know what I mean? We were just up and coming comics at the Laugh Factory and she was like new. Like she came from comedy camp. And,
yeah.
You know, she was doing everything, bar mitzvahs and all kinds of stuff. Like she was grinding,
hustling,
you know,
so yeah.
That's why seeing Tiffany where she is right now is, it's not a surprise. She knew what she wanted. She worked so hard for it. And you know, I was working three jobs at the time and there would be times where I have my kid and bring my little baby to the Laugh Factory. And when I go down and, you know, to do my set, I'd be like, oh man, I need someone to watch it. And Tiffany was always there to watch little Joe. So that was kind of cool.
That is cool to hear right there. And speaking of your son, how old is he here, man? I remember last time we spoke, he crashed a car, right?
That Porsche.
Dude, you crashed a Porsche.
Damn.
He ain't gonna drive. He ain't getting his license until he's like 21.
Smart.
I think he's done. I think by law, he's not allowed to drive ever again. But yeah, he's 17 now, so he better get used to Uber and everything else because he is not driving.
Yeah,
he's not allowed.
Hey, I'm all about that Uber life. I feel it right there, man. So what's going on with live shows? Are you able to start filling the calendar again, or what are they telling you?
Right now, the tour was still on when the pandemic hit. I don't know if anybody knows this, man, but I was number 10 in the world in arena acts. Like,
awesome.
Yeah, I hit number 10. It was like number one was Elton John. Number two was Celine Dion, Blake Shelton. It was Tool. It was Five Finger Death Punch. And then Joe Coy. I was like, what?
Damn, that's awesome.
So and that came to a complete stop. And that tour was not done. So what's crazy is no one has returned their tickets.
Oh, that's great.
And, yeah, they've been beautiful. So when it starts to pick up, man, we're going to fulfill those show engagements, man, because we put the option out there. We were like, hey, you guys can return the tickets. And No one did. So
oh, that's a good
man,
sign right there.
I love my fans, man.
Loyalty.
I really do.
I love it. When you were last here, you talked about being part of a Steven Spielberg film too. Any updates on that, Joe?
Well, I sold a movie to Amblin.
Oh, and, okay.
So it was so cool that, you know, coming in hot, my second special from Netflix, Spielberg saw it and he brought me in for a meeting. We pitched this movie idea that I had with, Dan Lin over at Rideback.
Yeah.
And Spielberg was like, let's go for it. And here we are now. It's May 3rd. We're scheduled to shoot it in Vancouver.
Congratulations, brother. That is awesome.
Yeah, the whole process is crazy, Mario.
Like, isn't that crazy?
I'm casting. I'm help writing. I'm doing everything, man. It's crazy, man. Big shout out to Ken Chang and Jay and all those cats, Holly Mario, everyone that's on this team, man. Yeah. Dan Lin and the whole crew.
And Joe, you've also got a podcast, The Koi Pond. What do you talk about on the podcast?
You know, Mario, I've had this pod for like 7-8 years, and the thing is, I don't really promote it. I just like doing it. It keeps me sharp. It keeps, you know, my whole goal with the Koi Pond is no production, no nothing, nothing written. I just want to act like we're in the green room at the comedy club and just chopping it up. And if it's funny, it's funny. If not, it's not. But I like to stay sharp on the Koi Pond, and that's what it is, man.
I like it, firing all different cylinders right there. Yeah. That's how you stay sharp. I want to throw back to 2005 for a second. Your first appearance on The Tonight Show. What do you remember about that night?
One, I was working at Nordstrom Rack, right there on the 405 in Sepulveda.
Okay.
And literally that show had to, like, in my mind, all I could think of is this show has to change my life. Because I was already 15 years in the game. I had my son. And I needed something to like help push me forward. And I remember that week that I was preparing for that special, I was like, I'm gonna crush this thing so hard. I was so ready. And I got that standing ovation and literally it changed my life. I never worked a regular job ever after.
No more Nordstrom's?
No more. I never had a part-time job ever again. I never looked back.
That's awesome.
It changed my life.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. That is the only.
But do you shop there?
Hell no.
Hey, Joe, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? Yes. Do you have a TV streaming recommendation for us?
TV streaming? Dude, I love the old school stuff, dude. I'm not going to lie. I'm still addicted to The Office, and I didn't realize how many episodes there were of The Office. So
it's a grip,
and now,
huh?
And what's crazy, Mario, is... And you'll attest to this. It's like when you have kids that are at this age, it's new to them. They think it's a brand new TV show and they're dying laughing like the first time I watch it. So sharing this with my son is a lot of fun. It's not me talking about like when my dad, we used to talk about his old shows. I get to share these shows with my son and just live in The Office, man. I love it, man.
Generational right there. Multi-generational. Yeah. What's a song you know all the words to?
Man in the Mirror and Goodbye Love by Aaron Hall, Teddy Riley, Guy.
Well, you're a slow jam, slow jam. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Man, all day. I'll make love to you, boys to men.
You all about the slow jams, player.
And all about that, bro.
Dang, putting in work over there, Joe. Okay. Favorite Spielberg movie?
All of them, but I will say all of the Indiana Jones movies. Jurassic Park changed everybody's life,
right?
But like, if you could be in our shoes when we were kids going to the movie theater to watch Jurassic Park for the first time, I swear to you, all you kids out there, I swear to you, your parents thought those were real dinosaurs.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
100%. There was a scene in that movie where I was like, I think that's a Brontosaurus. For real. That's a Brontosaurus eating that tree. And I'm not lying.
The Flintstone. That was the Flintstone.
Yeah, exactly.
Jaws, too. I would say Jaws was like, that scared me. I didn't want to take a bath. I didn't want to take a bath. Any body of water didn't want to get into.
Where were you taking a bath, Mario? The ocean?
No, but regular tub. I just didn't want to go in any body of water.
That's funny.
Go-to cocktail.
go-to cocktail, it's that's basic for me, man. It's Jameson on the rocks.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
I think that's a staple with every Filipino uncle. They they get their little nephews to have a Jameson on the rocks, and then that just stays in our blood.
That's a Pinoy drink. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
You eat balut? You ever try balut?
No, man. Why would I, bro?
That's hardcore. I'll eat anything, and I tried to have balut. One time, and I peeled it, and I saw the little beak and little feathers. I said, "Nah, I'm out."
I thought you did it.
No, I couldn't do it.
Oh,
I was about to do it, and I couldn't do it.
Can we just promote something delicious from the Philippines? I'm gonna take you to chicken.
I'm down with lumpia. I'm down with lumpia, and I'm down
chicken adobo.
Chicken adobo, I'm down with. I'm not down balut.
No one eats balut. It's not on the menu, Mario.
Oh no, I seen dudes get down.
No, there's a security guy here.
Oh yeah, security guy right here. Eat three, and then happens to be friends with Pacquiao and their camp because they train in the same gym.
Yeah,
Manny and those. He's had a homie. He crushed like four or five baluts right in front of me because he saw that I tripped out.
How do you even have that many of them around? Like
no, they're like dude. He has, like, that guy has whatever he wants around.
What does he have? What does he have? A carton of balut? Like,
He rolls like 1995 P. Diddy, just like 20 dudes with him all times. And he takes care of them all. It's awesome. He's the greatest. I love that dude. Yes. Mixed Plate, wherever you get books. Great read. Joe, thanks so much for checking in, man. Look forward to hopefully seeing you in person soon.
Dude, I love you, bro.
You too, brother. Congrats.
You're the man. On with Mario Lopez.